classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I'm Dan here at Mercury Network, and we'll try to get Michael Shaw at the first break, but Michael was to be our guest this morning, and Michael is really leading the battle to educate people about the various organizations which are out there intent upon globalism that have infiltrated your local community. And he makes this point so well that certainly every community in this country, every community has a contingent who are dedicated to globalism. And, of course, they've infiltrated our county governments. They work through at least 600 governments. There are only about 3,000 governments, county and city governments in this country. And 600 of them are involved with something called ICLEI, the International Councils on Local Environmental Initiatives, or the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI. And it's a fascinating organization because you've never heard of it. And yet, of course, many of the cities and communities have actually signed contracts with this internationalist, globalist organization intent upon using local government to impose global rule on the citizens. Now, how could something be this vast and nobody would have heard of it? And you can go to their website. It's all there. It's not imaginary. It's very real. Well, because there are powerful spiritual forces behind it. The powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. The powerful spiritual forces are behind the globalist movement. The powerful spiritual forces are there, intent upon destroying the economy of our nation, destroying the medical system, the mining, the lumbering, the fishing, the business, the automotive industry, the farming, you name it, whatever it would be. They are behind the effort to destroy everything in the United States today. I'm reading a fascinating book. It just came in. It's called The Black Awakening, and we'll be having the author on our program. One of the things I was just reading, have you ever wondered why we're spending all of this money for NASA to go into space? Supposedly, we sent a man to the moon, and they started in 1963, went to the moon in 1969. An amazing accomplishment. It certainly intrigued everyone. Chris, what's so interesting is we're told we're incapable of sending a man to the moon now, but we were able to do it in 1969. What's wrong with that story? And then, what you do not understand. I mean, why are we spending all the money to send people up to the space station now and the spacewalks, and is this just a diversion, as was suggested in the book, of the report from Iron Mountain, and we send them up and we bring them back, and we send them up and we bring them back, and we see the pictures of them floating around in the space capsule, but we're spending countless billions of dollars on a program, and what has it really accomplished? Well, as far as I can see, it hasn't accomplished much of anything. They keep telling us a wonderful investment, we're learning so much. But what you do not understand is, there's a book out, and I was just seeing a reference to it, and it said that the entire NASA movement really isn't a cult movement. In fact, when they got to the moon, the people were the initial astronauts, carried out secret cult ceremonies. You didn't see it on television, but there was a strong cult influence and all of that. And there's a book, The Secret History of NASA. And what does it say? Why, first, it's all infiltrated with the cult cells and with the Satanist movement. We know that a fellow, I think his name was Paulson, Jack Paulson, who was really the head of NASA, was deeply involved in the occult. In fact, the book, The Secret History of the NASA, which I haven't read, but I've just seen references to it, talks about the fact that the whole situation was simply an occult movement. It was used as a center to finance all this occult activity. And you remember recently there was this one astronaut, a woman, who drove, I don't know, 1,000 miles so she could kidnap another woman who was involved with her, that she was involved in sexually, a man that was not her husband. She was married, a couple of kids. She's at NASA. She drives 1,000 miles to kidnap this other woman, and there's a court trial, and this woman's let off. I mean, I think she gets a slap on the wrist, and she's still in the Navy and in NASA. At one time they court-martialed people in the military for sexual misconduct. This woman was having an affair. But the fact that she got off so lightly after kidnapping somebody, it makes you sort of wonder how that could happen. Well, what you do, but then, of course, there's so many things that make you wonder. For instance, you read this story about this woman, Amanda Knox, something like that, a girl, a college student over in Italy, who's just been convicted of murdering her roommate. And, of course, you're reading a lot of things in our newspapers that point out, oh, she was unfairly treated. There was all sort of evidence she wasn't involved. And, of course, the judge wouldn't let that information in, and so she's been convicted. And this poor girl is going to spend, the next 25 years of her life in prison, along with her boyfriend and somebody else who were involved in this strange murder of her roommate. Now, what you will never read in the American newspapers, and we'll be doing a program either later this week or next week here with our good friend William Kennedy, is that this was a satanic ritual murder, and this was brought out of the trial. Boyfriend, the day before, or within a couple of days before the roommate was murdered, had posted on his webpage, and even had pictures on his webpage of how he wanted to be a vampire, how he wanted to thirst it after human blood. And you can go to William Kennedy's website, and you can see the pictures there. Why is that never mentioned in the American media? It's the last thing they want you to know is the truth. And
ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Stand back here, and we're hoping to get Michael Shaw on with us. But it's really fascinating how often, of course, here in America, where we have freedom of the press, why freedom of the press really means you own the press, why you can suppress whatever you want to. These stories are known throughout the world. I mean, everybody knows about the satanic ritual abuse, the satanic ritual murder that took place in Italy. This woman who's just been convicted of it, and but the media is trying to give you all sorts of sympathy for her. And it's a tragic situation that people are involved in these satanic organizations. But they're not imaginary. They're very real. For instance, the Son of Sam murders. You remember the Son of Sam, David Berkowitz? He's in prison now for a series of murders in New York. Hello?
Yeah, there's no answer at that number, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll just have to carry on here. Then it's going to be open lines, ladies and gentlemen. Our number 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you because I have nothing prepared at all. But the Son of Sam murders the David Berkowitz. Eventually, David became a Christian in prison and told the story. And he was a part of a satanic cell, a group in New York, that was associated with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. A international satanic organization had chapters all over the United States. And for some, there were some people who, of course, wanted to go after the rest of the satanic cell that was operating in New York, but there were very powerful forces that blocked that. Now, you're not going to read the this sort of thing In the regular media, we do have a book called Satanic Crimes, and a four-tape set called Satanic Crimes. It goes into that. There's another book, The Ultimate Evil by Maury Torrey, and we have interviews with Maury that I did in the past. But David Berkowitz eventually came out, risked his life, because even in prison, you're not safe from these satanic covens. Nothing has ever been done to track down. David said, I did commit one or two of the murders, but all the rest of the murders were done by the other members of this satanic organization. Certainly, Charles Manson was involved with Anton LaVey and affiliated with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, and the Sharon Tate and LaVianca murders were all affiliated with that. And of course, this is all covered in this great book. If you haven't read it, you need to understand anything going on today, why we're involved in wars in Afghanistan, why the CIA has all the mind control programs. Why we're moving towards world government and using the military and financial power of this nation to bring about a world government. It's all about these satanic forces that are at work in the world. But the story of the Hillside Strangler or something in Los Angeles. There's been some material on coming out weekly recently. But Ramirez, I think is his name, under any circumstances, he was a part of a satanic cult. And actually, if ever I've seen him, he used to have a pentagram engraved on the palm of his hand. And of course, he openly bragged about how he was carrying out Satan's work. But we can't let the American people understand that behind so much of what goes on today are satanic forces. Captain Jeffrey McDonald was the Green Beret captain in the Special Forces, and his wife and children were murdered. They were murdered by a satanic cult. A member of the satanic cult actually confessed to Ted Gunderson, and he offers her testimony on video. And the government knows this, so they're keeping Jeffrey McDonald in prison because they don't want the American people to realize how prevalent these satanic cells are, or that they work at every level of society and government today. And, of course, I was fascinated reading this book called The Black Awakening, and we will be offering it, and we will be having a Rustis on the author on our program very soon. That's Rustis Dark. But I'm reading along and get up to the 90s, and suddenly here's a reference to me, of all things, quoting, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and where I talked about Lord Tennyson. And it's a slight misquotation. It talks about how I'd written about Tennyson's poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, and the importance of this from a spiritual point of view. I was really referring to his other poem, Locksley Hall, where Lord Tennyson, writing in the 1840s, somewhere in there, wrote, "For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that could be, heard the heavens filled with shouting, and there rained a ghastly dew, of the nation's harried navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer, and the battle flags were furled, in the parliament of man, the federation of the world." And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Club of Rome, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission. But this is also a satanic goal. It has always been Satan's goal, to unite the world under his rule. And that's what's behind the climate change treaty. And that's what's all the climate change skin because there is no global warming. Those of you in Colorado, it's freezing cold back there, and you're going to have one of the coldest winters we've had because we're in a phase of global cooling. So how can we be having global warming or global cooling? You're not supposed to ask that question. Actually, over the last 8 to 10 years, we've actually had global cooling. I did a wonderful interview a couple of days ago with a doctor. You can get it on my website, my interview with Dr. Timothy Paul, who had taught climate for 20 or 30 years, trained at the University of London, works with scientists all over the world who know that this climate change, this global warming situation, is an entire scam. They just don't want the American people to know that because they want to destroy this nation. And when you understand they want to destroy our nation, that this whole climate change and cap and trade is all about impoverishing the American people, making electricity so important, expensive you won't be able to afford it, make it so expensive our industries will move out of this country to destroy and wreck this nation. Once you understand that, it all makes sense because there are people filled with hatred for America, filled with hatred for mankind, who are doing the bidding of the prince of this world. Well, at number 877-254-7524, who do we have on the line?
HW Colorado here.
Hey, hello, how are you? Have you called me before?
Last time I called you, I got cut off. Yeah, I asked you to reconsider the statement about CO2. Let me say CO2 is just a measure of the amount of fuel, carbon hydrates usually that are used. And that's just like a tape measure for the 2x4s these scientists ought to be beaten over their heads with. Are you there?
Yes,
Okay, so...
What percentage of the atmosphere is CO2?
The real issue is
what percentage of the atmosphere, how much of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide? I mean, is it 10%? Is it 15%? Is it 1%?
Yeah, the properties really don't matter, and that if we're not warming on Earth, we're cooling off. That's for
okay,
sure.
Fine.
Nothing is getting warmer besides the coffee of these scientists on their desk.
Right.
The issue is the oxygen, and the space program sure uses a lot of oxygen, firing rockets out there for nothing. They just want the tax money, I guess. But there is a problem, just like there was a problem when the people jumped around on the Titanic. You know, it sure sank faster the more they jumped around on the Titanic. So the natural cycles or cycluses are really what determines the conditions for life on Earth. And then it is quite clear that the more decentralized life is, better it is for the people. Any centralization is an extra effort that just makes it more. Any more complicated system is, by entropic view, more of a problem for the life of the people, and that's what matters. Not just the life of people, animals too. Are you still there?
Well, no, yes, but what's your point?
The point is, we do, as men, we do something wrong on Earth, and the most precious resource is, of course, the ones we breathe when we're sick in our heads or bodies, and that's oxygen. We breathe it in the air with about 21% oxygen and breathe it out with 16.5% oxygen left. So if we consume these almost 5%, in our bodies burning the carbon hydrates, sugars, blood sugar, we burn it with that oxygen and hopefully have energy and get healthy than to judge life properly. And mankind is really confused right now. you don't hear that mentioned. That now Alex Jones lately has started mentioning the oxygen, but the real issue is the water that's produced when you combust any hydrocarbons. So take a chunk of hydrocarbons, a chunk of wood, burn it, and you see most of it is simply steam that goes out, or vapor that goes out the flue, and that's mainly what you see. And then it rises all the way into the outer space, and that's the heat. Actually,
but what's the point? Everything you say is absolutely true.
Yeah.
What's the point?
The point is CO2 is a measure for the sins that man commits.
Well, no, that's not entirely true, because long before we had tremendous populations, they've studied CO2 levels going back, you know, thousands of years, and you find out whenever there is a period of global warming following that, and this goes back, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. If you listen to our program with Dr. Ball, they find out that whenever there's global warming, a period of global warming, after that the CO2 level goes up. The CO2 doesn't precede the global warming. It follows it, because it has to do with the ocean.
Hold on.
We'll be right back.
Connection reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection. Members of the Northern Colorado Better Business Bureau. Working for a better community. Visit lindynotes.com. That's lindynotes.com. Lindy's thanks and salutes our veterans this holiday season. That's lindynotes.com. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Keen Research and Development of 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our regularly scheduled guests didn't show up, so our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. We had a guest on the line who was saying that we should really be concerned about the rising carbon dioxide, but he won't tell me what percentage of the atmosphere this carbon dioxide is. Sir, what is the point you're making? Do you think we need to limit the number of people? Do you think we need to stop, you know, using hydrocarbons to produce energy? What is your solution, sir?
HW is still here. We should be much more considerate in our consumption. Now, let me give you an example.
Our consumption of what? Of fossil fuels?
Of hydrocarbons or any fuel.
How do you feel then about the nuclear power? How about having nuclear power so we don't have to consume so many hydrocarbons?
It takes more oil to make the hydropower, the atomic power going than the net energy of the atomic energy gain.
You're saying that it takes more oil to make nuclear fission than the power you get out of it?
Work and so on.
Are you saying that we have to use more oil and carbon and coal to produce nuclear energy than the electricity we get out of it?
No, we got to be content with less heat and use less coal. We got to.
You have to lower our living standards? Is what you're really saying?
Yeah, the living standard is that is no standard at all. It's the fastest way to hell, really.
So basically, that you do want them to destroy the infrastructure of our society. You want to use less electricity. You want to use less power. You want to get us out of our cars. Is that what you really want?
Yeah, go to sleep with the sun and get up when the sun comes up, just as a quick solution. But
okay, sir, would you tell me what percentage of the atmosphere carbon dioxide is?
0.03%.
How much?
0.03%, about.
0.03% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. And this
right.
is what's causing all of the problems?
Oh, I'm not defending global warming. There's no global warming. That's nonsense. The balance in the air is determined by the environmental, by the oceans, by the algae in the oceans, the rainforests, our trees, and so on. But let
right.
me get an example how man-made action. God grows the wheat fields and the corn and the brush in California if you want to. But then the wrongdoing of men is they throw a match into it and the whole brush in California or the wheat field or the corn can burn up. If they would have left nature alone, it would have grown big trees and they wouldn't have burned as easy.
Well, the reason we have the fires in California is because the environmentalists have come in and blocked efforts to build the fire trails and to clear the brush and to keep our forest clean. In fact, our good friend Michael Shaw, who was to be with us this morning, has said that he's heard the environmentalists come to California, come to our community, and say it's not that we're going to let the fire, let the forest burn. We're going to make the forest burn. And many of the major fires we have here in California are a direct result of man's interference to make the fires burn. There's a conscious effort to destroy humanity, to destroy industrialized civilization. I think you and I will disagree. Yes, you're right. We do have environmental problems. Most of them are created by people who want to destroy humanity. But I appreciate your thoughts, sir. Do you have a parting thought? I guess not. Well, do we have another caller there, then?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark here in Niwot, Colorado.
Yeah, but let me just finish this last gentleman.
I don't blame you at all. Go ahead.
He wants us to go to bed when the sun goes down and get up when the sun comes up. Well, that's fine if he wants to live that way. I have to work until almost midnight doing radio programs, and in fact, if he had his way, we wouldn't be consuming electricity, I wouldn't be doing radio, and we would not have the means of communication There are lots of things wrong with our society, but I don't want to destroy it. I want to improve it and get back to something logical. And certainly we have to recognize that this whole climate change is a scam. And, of course, the big source of carbon dioxide is not humanity or too many animals. It is certainly the ocean. And when the ocean is warmed, and the ocean is warmed because of global warming, which is a result of the sun, then, of course, you drive the CO2 out of the ocean. The ocean is a massive sink for CO2. The level of CO2 has gone up from 0.028% to 0.038% over the last 30 or 40 years.
And you're absolutely correct, Dr. Stan. It is amazing to me, and that's a great segue, I guess, just how ignorant in a lot of cases, and that's probably the only way to put it, American people have become because of the corruption in the whole system of delivering information and telling them lies. And in particular, it's been pretty clear for a long time. One decent volcano will swamp not only the effects of man's entire contribution on CO2, but on the chlorofluorocarbons and all of those allegedly deadly fluorine-related things. I don't doubt that they're deadly, but the point is that the chlorofluorocarbons are not as big of an impact as a single volcano. So it's kind of a hubris thing. It is how it strikes me. This whole idea that we're in control of the world and that God is not. Because if you really look at the numbers, it turns out that our best efforts, for good or for ill, are kind of pale in comparison to what Mother Nature can do on a good afternoon.
You're absolutely right.
Here's where I was actually headed. And by the way, you did a wonderful job. I was actually concerned at the break that maybe you were going to be far, far too nice. And while you were nice, you dismissed the arguments as they needed to be. It reminded me towards the end, because I had the same difficulty you did, I think, of trying to see where the fellow was coming from, of so much of the big lie that we see in the Bible. It's always Satan taking a large piece of truth and mixing it with just enough of a lie to be able to sell it to the gullible in the world, and then to give him the ability to run things. And we see that in science and so much else. It dawned on me, too, as I was hearing this comment. I think he actually said that the CO2 is a measure of man's sin or something like that. And I'm thinking the only way that it's a measure of anything is the same way that the dollar is a measure of value. It's a bogus unit. As you point out, the whole claim that it's correlated to anything that we're doing is ridiculous, and it's like saying that the dollar is correlated to value. What we're going to find out is any time we do as crookedly as we have done, whether it's with fake dollars or fake measurements in science, the result is the same. We're watching now still, and I applaud folks like yourself and those of us who are in some small way at least pointing out what's been obvious for some time, that corrupt science is not science at all.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC, working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit.
Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Our previous caller, some people want to live a simpler life, and I said they respect the right to do that, and somebody wants to go to bed when the sun comes down and get up when the sun comes up in the morning. That's great if they want to live their life that way. I think that it would be a shame to give up the advances we have, and I certainly think it would be a shame to destroy America and our industrial base because somebody didn't like the way that we live. But there are people who really do want to destroy it. Now, certainly we didn't have an opportunity to explore all of this gentleman's thoughts. It would be nice to have a simpler form of life. Unfortunately, we are in a society not of our own making, and we can't turn our back on progress. But, of course, many of the things that have happened, the pollution, the pesticides, the insecticides, so many of the things that we have in our society are wrong, and we need to get back to a simpler way of life. But to destroy the capacity to produce electricity here is I believe, fraudulent. We should have nuclear power. We're not allowed to. And I really don't believe, in fact, that it takes more oil and coal to produce nuclear energy than you get out of it. I believe that.
Now, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, go ahead.
If I can add to that, because I think you did a good job of calling him out on that. I suspect that what happened, in fairness to that caller, is he probably read somewhere that the subsidization of ethanol is the big lie. The politically correct quote unquote alternative energy that requires more energy in than it puts out. But it is true that the more high-tech the source of energy, the greater what is called the energy density is, the ratio of the amount of energy that comes out to the amount of energy that was put in. And up until nuclear power, it was first coal and then oil that led the technological leaps in those areas, because those two technologies in turn brought more efficiency. You know, they could do more work than man with his muscles could do, literally for thousands of years. And nuclear power is as big of a leap in terms of the amount of energy that comes out, as opposed to the amount that's put in terms of mining and preparation and all that kind of jazz, as anything that has come before it. And obviously, if there was to become, widespread fusion power, it represents yet another bigger step as well. But it just kind of goes to show how much miseducation there is and how much deliberate distortion there is, and I think that's one of the real issues. By the way, on that subject of getting up with the sun and so forth, the same thing is true there as we find in education. It's subsidies and taxes, it's distortions that are introduced by force into the markets that cause these problems. If people actually had to pay for particular energy sources what it really costs to provide them, then we'd be able to make far better choices. There would have been, in certain areas, lots more developmental alternatives than there has been, and there'd be a lot less subsidy of BS like ethanol.
Amen. Okay, I agree with everything you're saying. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, that's, with the exception of the fact that I think we ought to all continue to hammer home the idea that the Copenhagen summit and the bad, as a matter of fact, corrupt science that produced it is probably one of the biggest frauds in all of science history, with the possible exception of evolution itself. What we're seeing now unfold is one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated on people in the name of science, and the Americans and others around the world need to be continually made aware of that, because the media is not about to if they can help it.
Well, I thought it was so interesting a couple of days ago on television. We saw this woman get up from the EPA and say, You know, global climate change is really a factor. You know, the global cooling is a factor. There really is a crisis. Well, what would you expect somebody from the EPA to say? I mean, they make your paycheck out. You're going to say what you're told to. Actually, there was an EPA scientist about 3 months ago who said the whole thing is fraudulent. And what happened to him? He was censored. He was trying to get the truth out. Deep scientists know what's going on.
Well, sure, and that's the way it works, and that was essentially the real point of the emails, is they were continuing to do the same thing. Anybody that's not on the payroll is not going to get funded, is not going to get heard, and, you know, how much big climate research is done except by government, and therefore now we know in exact furtherance of their claims that are big lies. It's a continuation of the same thing. We ought to expect that we get what we pay for. And that's the real problem here. And again, folks need to keep pushing that. I think it's funny, as well, yeah, you pointed it out a couple times, that it's no longer global warming that people talk about, because that has become a big joke. I'm looking out the window at 8 below zero this morning. And while that's a single point of data, it certainly takes those who are hearing about global warming and CO2 and makes them laugh. And that's probably the thing that the change artists fear worse than anything else, is to have us laughing at their supposed science. You know, I remember the line from the Wrath of Khan, I'm laughing at the superior intellect. So what do? They change the words. And if they can get us to forget about global warming and instead call it climate change, well, then they're three-quarters of the way towards their goal of making us forget how badly they've been lying to us over and over again.
Well, the interesting thing is that about 15 years ago, why 71% of the population believed that global warming was reality. It's down to about 51% now. In other words, we've convinced 19% it's a lie. If we can convince, you know, another 20%, the media is controlled, and there's no better example of that than the entire media will tell you the lie that global warming is real. They use 60 Minutes. They use 2020. They use every one of their controlled media outlets. They use television to convince us of a lie.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's funny, too, Dr. Stan. There are really two lies embedded in global warming. The good columnists and scientists will use the phrase AGW for anthropogenic global warming to make sure that people understand it's not just the claim that climate is changing, because they're going to continue to claim that, because it has throughout human history. The claim is that it's man-caused, and that's the problem, and that's really what the big lie is, because they can continue changing the rest of the words as long as the implication is always, oh, it's man did it. We in our hubris did all this stuff. It's not the sun. It's not the oceans. It's not volcanism. It's not anything else. It's man. Therefore, you have to give more power to man's prince of this world.
Well, you have to do away with mankind. This is really what it's all about. And they really do intend to kill off the vast majority of the population of the world. We're dealing with organized evil on a scale never before seen. Hey, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care, and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I stand back here, and I hope you enjoy our open lines, and we always invite your participation. Whether you agree with me or not, we want to hear what you have to say. Under these circumstances, this is the time when I am mentioning this will probably be either this week, maybe next week will be the last time she'll be announcing the sale of our book, our pre-publication copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly you can get 60 copies of the book for $149.95 plus shipping, and now we can tell you what the shipping is, at least in the United States. It'll be $28, and that'll be UPS. We could ship it regular mail cheaper, but we want to be sure you get it and track it, and that includes the extra cost of handling. And that'll be done back in Kansas, and it'll be shipped from there. So if you'd like to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, $149.95, plus the $28 for shipping UPS to you, and tracked, and be sure you get it, why, give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. 1-800-5-448-927. Why is the book important? Because it tells the secret that's been concealed for 5,000 years, and it was worth your life to even dare to talk about this in centuries past. I mean, they would simply kill you, and they kill people today to keep this information out. And why I'm still here, I'm not quite certain, but I do believe that God rules the affairs of men, and he must have a sense of humor because he's kept me here and given me a voice like we have on this radio station, and the voice we have on the other 4 hours a day that we do. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to help get the book out. And, of course, you can sell the books, do whatever you want to with them. But hopefully get them into other people's hands. Of course, the book has been published by other publishers. I've given permission for that because I want to get the information out. I hope you will as well. We need people to understand the spiritual battle that's taking place. If you want to, of course, understand what's happening prophetically, we suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, The Final Countdown. We do carry his book. We've taken the first five of his sermons, and we put them into a CD set. It's called Countdown to Armageddon. That's Countdown to Armageddon, or is the DVD, The Final Countdown. But it's excellent, well done, lots of clips there. But the scriptures are what each of us needs, and he's done an excellent job of putting them together. The scriptures that point us to an understanding of what's going on today, so we can intelligently discuss the events that are transpiring. Everything is done to confuse us. The mass media is controlled. Our government is controlled by secret societies and secret movements, and not one, but a multitude of them, and that's what's so confusing. It's not just the Trilateral Commission, or just the Bilderbergers, or just the Masons, or just the secret Skull and Bone Society that the Bush family, Paul, Grandfather Bush Prescott and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, all part of a secret society called, of course, called Skull and Bones. So secret that when George Bush and John Kerry, both presidential candidates, were asked about it, they said, oh, it's so secret we can't talk about it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. What happened to the commentator who asked them about it? He died at a very young age. Tim Preston. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. Three, praise and worship.